Hi guys, the date is Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2024, and this is poem number 67, and this poem is called The Mystery Lifesaver, so let's talk about it. Have you ever heard of those stories where people have been rescued by somebody they never knew? For example, in a situation as in a war, something is happening in a war zone and somebody saves your life, drags you away, or you're in a fire in a building and somebody comes and rescues you and you don't know who the person was, but they saved your life and quickly went. This is what this poem is about. People who are there for a fleeting moment and help you by saving your life, and they quickly go and you don't know who they are. It's like, do you know when you hear of those stories where somebody was on a bridge or on a cliff and they were there for a moment or a few minutes and they were contemplating the worst thing, and somebody sees them acting strangely, and they go over and talk to the person and they try and talk them out of it because they know what they are going to do. And that's what I'm talking about. Somebody who you don't know, basically, and they can sense something is not right with that person, and they can go over and talk to them, and they can talk them out of doing what you know nobody wants to do. But when you can't talk to anybody about your problems, that seems the only way of fixing them. But you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to say the words, but yeah, you know. And when somebody saves your life, you are forever in their debt. It's something that is, it's unconditional. It's not about money. It's about helping somebody out. It's about somebody who's your friend and not your friend. Because when that person or people see you in problems, they go over and assist you and try and help you. They don't know your name, your address, what your problems are, but they know that you're in difficulties and you need help. And there are lots of good people who do good things every day and they're not recognized for what they're doing. And these people are here at the 1 minute and gone the next. Another example of not life-saving, but it's helping somebody out of a difficult situation. I was in a shop and this person came in, they bought their groceries and they came to pay with their credit card. And when they came to do the transaction, the card never worked. And the person behind the counter says, it's probably just a blip, I'll try it again. And they tried it 2-3 times. And I was in the queue about the 5th or 6th person because the queue was building up. And the person who was waiting behind the person who had a problem says, look, right, how much is it? I'll pay for it. And the person says, no, it's okay. But this person insisted. I think it came to about £8 or £9. And this person paid for that person's groceries on their credit card, and says, there you go, all done. Right, then I'll see you around. Right, bye, bye. And before you knew what was going on, a stranger had came and paid for the bill of this person and left. And the person whose card was faulty was looking around, kind of thankful but embarrassed that somebody had helped them out. And the person behind the counter says, oh, it's okay, it's okay. You know, that person offered, and now they're gone. And the person whose groceries they paid, they went out the shop trying to thank the person. But by that time, the person had got in the car and drove away. And it's that kind of situation where you think that there's nobody around to help you, but there's somebody there. It doesn't have to be saving your life, but it can be somebody. It's as if they've been sent by a higher force or a higher being to help you out where you think there's no help. So this poem is called The Mystery Lifesaver, and it goes something like this. A message entwined can save you if someone's there who always knew. The person saved your life and quickly went. For the rest of your days, you'll wonder what it meant. So, although the poem is about saving your life, it doesn't literally have to mean saving your life. It can be assisting you, like I told you about that example in the shop. It can be assisting you if you're in a supermarket or just out and about. And I'm surprised at how much, I'm not saying it's there always, but sometimes there's a lot of love and goodwill in life and people who are there who are willing to help others, not for money, but just because they want to see, they want to help somebody out, and they can see that the person is in difficulties. So, yeah, the mystery lifesaver. So hopefully, if you are in some kind of problems and difficulties and you need help, somebody is going to be around to help you out and give you assistance. So guys, until next time, stay safe and God bless.